Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
The health feature.
And we continue our focus on Movember and the health of men in our society. Join me in the line is Dr. Karl-Heinz Ayele. Karl-Heinz, very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Africa. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right. Last week, we started a conversation around the significance of Movember and why it is that we must do more than just grow a moustache for this month of November. But men have to be really, really careful around certain health issues that we're going to be highlighting over the period of November. Last week was the possibility of testicular cancer. This week we go to prostate cancer. My understanding is that once you hit the age of 40, you need to have at least one annual checkup a year, which is an overuse of words. I appreciate that, but I'm trying to stress the point for you to go and check your prostate.
Yes, Africa, the actual ages are slightly debatable, and I think it would probably be more useful to say that 50 is a better age. Although there's good evidence from studies abroad that an early checkup is actually better, as you mentioned, that at the age of 40, you can have an early prostate check, which would be able to risk stratify you and to see whether for the next 10 years you'll need regular checkups, as you mentioned, or whether you've actually got a very low risk of prostate cancer and you can actually come back in 5 years' time to your urologist or your GP for a prostate check.
I imagine patients are reluctant to go in for the checkup for two reasons. One, you acknowledging the fact that you are aging because prostate cancer is seemingly a cancer that is associated with older people. And two, obviously, the obvious discomfort that one will go through during the examination.
Yes, no, in terms of the aging, I think that is exactly where Movember comes in. You know, men do not like to visit the doctor. There's good evidence for that as well. And as you said, the actual examination is very worrying. It's important to realize that there are two parts to prostate cancer screening. And when we say screening, we're looking for a disease that is not obvious. If you have a symptom, if you've got problems with passing urine, if you're concerned about any lumps, about anything in your health, then you need to go and see your doctor, your local clinic or your family physician, or you know whoever you see for your healthcare. But if you just want to screen for diseases such as cancer, then that is where screening comes in the asymptomatic patient. And for prostate cancer, we really look at the PSA blood test, which is a prostate-specific antigen, and we join that with a digital rectal examination, which is the physical examination of the prostate, because the doctor cannot look at the prostate inside your body. You need to feel it.
And unlike testicular cancer, where on a given day in a week after taking a shower I can self-examine, this is, as you say, something that doctors will need to do. They need to feel it. Who is, I suppose, most at risk of getting prostate cancer?
Africa, as you correctly pointed out, prostate cancer, the incidence increases as you get older. So we find that in very old men, most of them will end up with some prostate cancer, but that does not mean that they will die from this disease. Most prostate cancers, 70 to 80% of them, are very slow-growing cancers. And people often quote the old adage that you die with your prostate cancer and not of your prostate cancer. We are really interested in those prostate cancers that present very early, where a man is 40 or 50 or 60 years and has got a long lifespan ahead of him. And in that case, this cancer probably needs to be addressed. And the second cancer that we're really interested in is the smaller percentage of prostate cancers that are very aggressive. We call them high-grade or aggressive cancers, and those cancers grow quickly, they spread quickly, and they kill people. And this is the whole essence of the screening test, to see whether you fit into one of those categories where you need to be treated.
I imagine if you come from a family history of cancer, be it breast cancer for your mom, for example, and so forth, that you are at a slightly higher risk of getting prostate cancer later on in life?
Yes, the family history is extremely important in prostate cancer. And any relative, whether it's an uncle, brothers, fathers, grandfathers, it's important to know your family history, just as it is with other diseases such as heart disease and, as you mentioned, other cancers. So knowing your family history is important, and we know that those men should be treated, should be screened earlier. So I would suggest they follow your advice and go and see the urologist 10 years before they, their father or their brother was diagnosed with prostate cancer, or at 40, the age of 40.
And they will hold it this morning, Dr. Karl-Heinz Ayel. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Urologist at the Life Vincent Pallotti Hospital in Pine.